block of marble was so fine, to buy it did a sculptor hasten. What shall my chisel now 'tis mine? A god, a table, or a basin? "A god," said he, "the thing shall be. I'll arm it too with thunder. Let people quake and bow the knee with reverential wonder." So well the cunning artist wrought all things within a mortal's reach, that soon the marble wanted naught of being Jupiter but speech. Indeed, the man whose skill did make had scarcely laid his chisel down, before himself began to quake and fear his manufacture's frown. And even this excess of faith the poet once scarce fell behind, the hatred fearing and the wrath of gods the product of his mind. This trait we see in infancy between the baby and its doll, of wax or china it may be, a pocket stuffed or folded shawl. Imagination rules the heart, and here we find the fountain head from whence the pagan errors start that o'er the teeming nations spread. With violent and flaming zeal each takes his own chimera's part. Pygmalion doth a passion feel for Venus chiseled by his art. All men, as far as in them lies, create realities of dreams. To truth our nature proves but ice, to falsehood fire it seems.